Luxembourg City has once again been named the best city in the world for quality of life, topping Deutsche Bank's 2024 Mapping the World's Prices report for the second consecutive year. The A13 will be closed in both directions between Differdange and the Biff roundabout this weekend from tonight at 9 p.m. until Monday morning for construction of a forest bridge. France has officially asked other EU countries for help fighting its wildfires, triggering the bloc's civil protection mechanism. In Gironde, a fire has destroyed almost 5,000 hectares with 20,000 people evacuated. Spain has declared a national state of emergency in two regions, with 10,000 residents forced from their homes west of Madrid. Oil prices have topped $100 a barrel for the first time since May as the widening conflict in the Middle East stokes fears over global energy supplies. Ukrainian drones have hit a warehouse belonging to a Russian e-commerce giant, Wildberries, near St. Petersburg, sparking a fire that sends smoke over the city. And the US has decided on new tariffs against 60 countries in total, taking effect from today. The whole EU faces an extra 10%, China and Japan face 12.5%. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. After a bright start, the clouds will move in mid-morning, but it will remain mostly sunny, with temperatures rising to a maximum of 26 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
Definitely a bit quieter out there this morning. We've got 7-minute delays on the A3 between the French border and Limoges. There's 10 minutes extra on the A4 between Lenkels and Pompier. We've got 3-minute delays on the M3 between Place de Metz and Place de la Gare. And then speed checks are in Gosselange on the Rue Merche, in Grosbois on the N12, in the afternoon in Hivange on the Rue de Dalem, and in Limpertsburg on Avenue Victor Hugo. And you can stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic. Now I got a text in that says, I've been to every Jailhouse Rock and it's a fantastic event. The setting, the atmosphere and the hours of outstanding music. Stephen puts on an incredible event and certainly I highly recommend visiting it. Looking forward to next weekend and hopefully we'll get a few songs from Stephen also. Is that one in from you, Stephen? Did you send us that? I'm joking. That was Aidan who texted us on 621-525-5000. We'll hear from Stephen Pittman right after this.
What you doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know
9:35. And delighted to say, joined by Stephen Pittman in to chat about Jailhouse Rock, the 8th edition of the festival, Stephen.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you in. So, 8th edition, you were just saying that it started out as a solo concert and it's just exploded since
exactly.
then.
I remember the first time it was just me, myself, and I on stage doing my tribute to Elvis. It went over quite well. I remember we had one food stand and a beer stand, and by 9 o'clock everything was sold out. Many more people showed up than we expected. And the mayor of Rossport back then came up with the idea to make it an annual event. And now we're in the 8th year. It went from an evening concert to a basically 2-day festival this year.
That's fantastic. So yes, Friday and Saturday, that's next weekend,
yes.
With tons of amazing acts coming from all over Europe. So
yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the acts that are playing?
Yeah, so we, of course, it started out as Elvis. So Elvis is always present, Elvis music, but it's a rock and roll and rockabilly festival. And on Friday night we're kicking off with Ike and the Capers. They're coming all the way from Berlin. They're gonna do some early Elvis stuff, and on Saturday they'll be doing Sun Records, all the old stuff like Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis and all that stuff. And I'm really happy on Friday night, the first time the Men Love from the Italy, one of the most authentic Beatles tributes, is going to be joining us the very first time. And Saturday from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until midnight, it's rock and roll all day long.
We have, nice.
Rock and roll band from Holland, the Explosion Rockets, joining us again. One of the best young tribute Elvis tribute artists in the world, Evan King, is going to be joining us in the evening. Lots going on, lots of food, drinks, fun for the whole family, and rock and roll, of course, all day long.
Fantastic. Live music, drinks, food trucks, and a large dance floor, it
exactly.
says, which will be needed, I'm sure.
Yes, we have people dancing all day long.
So how does it work then, Stephen? Can people just rock up and enjoy? Do people need to buy tickets, anything like
no
that?
No tickets. It's organized by myself together with the Commune Rossport and the Sit Rossport. It's a free event, just like it always has been, and open to the public. Anybody that wants to come and join, anybody that loves this kind of music, the atmosphere, the old cars, we try to get as many old timers to come and join us. We have a special area where they can park. And just show up and have fun.
Nice. I was just looking at the poster now. So there's a 50 style hair salon as well, which is really cool.
Exactly.
Elvis memorabilia, US cars welcome, as you say, this camping. And what's the balloon nightclub?
Well, we usually have 1, 2, sometimes even 3 balloons. And when it gets dark, we take like a 20 minute break from the live music. We have a DJ playing anyway in between. Mm-hmm. So he just plays and people keep on dancing. But there's a place right over beside the Sauer, beside the river, where these balloons then glow up and people just take pictures, and it's really, really cool. Some of our sponsors are there with their balloons.
Fantastic. So it starts on Friday, kicks off at about 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. Basically the gates open. People can come eat, drink, and the first show starts at 8 o'clock. We've got our DJ playing music from the start. And like I said, Chris Aaron, DJ Spin Round, he's there. So we never have any breaks. There's always music going on so people can dance nonstop.
Fantastic. And then from Saturday at 1 o'clock all the way through until late with tons of amazing bands, artists. All the way through until midnight with more DJs. And as you said, a dance floor that is begging to be used.
Absolutely.
Throughout the weekend. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure. And I'll see you guys next weekend.
And if people want to find out a bit more about it, if they want to check the details, is there a website or a Facebook page?
Facebook page, Jailhouse Rock, Rossport.
Nice one. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Stephen. Best of luck. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And everybody, make sure you head along down to Rossport this Friday and Saturday. Jailhouse Rock, it's number 8 of the festival, getting bigger every year. And as Aidan, who texted in a little while ago, who said he's been to every single one, said it's an amazing event. Go check it out. 'Cause you're a sky.